Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of the Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Nida Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bet, continuing to look at the series of Machlokot between Beit Shammai and Hillel about different kind of damim. And the next one was Dam Hayoledet Shelo Tavla. And this was not grouped with the other two because here Beit Shammai agrees that there's Tum'ah, but of a lesser degree than Beit Hillel will say. And that means you have a Yoledet. During the first 7 days, let's say she had a boy. And then, let's say on day 9, she has dam, but she didn't yet go to the mikveh after day 7. Beit Shammai says it's like roken memer glayim, which dealt with in the previous podcast. And Beit Hillel says it's fully dam nida. Tanya, Amr lam Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Iyatem odim benida shalot tavlav rata dam. Won't you agree, Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, this is the background, that if you have a nida who never went to the mikveh after being a nida and then saw dam, she tmeah, she certainly tmeah. So what? Even if she went to the mikveh and saw dam, she'd be tmeah. Tomer b'yoledet shim tavlav ratah she torah. If a yoledet went to the mikveh after day 7 and on day 9 saw dam, it's tohar. That's dam tohar. Amru lahem, so Beit Hillel came back and said, yoledet b'zov tochiach. If a woman's yoledet b'zov, as we said, she has 3 days during Yimei Ziva of kishui, of labor pains, and bleeds, and then has, let's say, a day without bleeding, without pains, but still bleeding, and then has a baby, that's called Yoledet B'zov. Shim Tavla V'rata Alach HaYimei Sfira, if after her 7 days of Shiva Nakim, after the 7 or 14, she went to the mikveh Tahora, but Lo Tavla V'rata Tmeya, but if she didn't go to the mikveh, then she's still a Zava, and her Dam is 100% Dam Zov. Amr Lahem Hu Hadin. Beit Shammai said, who said? Same issue via tshuva, meaning we will say that such dam is also only metame belach, like roken memer glayim. Now, remember the pligi? Do Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel really disagree about this? Fahatnan, the end of our Mishnah said, modim yoledet b'zov, she even tamalach v'yavish, that Beit Shammai agreed that a yoledet b'zov is metame both wet and dry, meaning like dam nida. So, lokasha, kansha, safra, kansha, lo safra. So that's only if she really didn't count 7 days and then had. But if she already counted 7 days and just didn't go to the mikveh afterwards, then Beit Shammai would hold their position. Fahatanya, and we have support for that. Yoledet b'zov safra v'lo tavla v'rata, hachu Beit Shammai l'shitata v'tel l'shitatan. That if Yoledet b'zov counted 7 days, didn't go to the mikveh, and then saw dam, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel stick with their own positions, and Beit Shammai says it's only like rok. Itmar, watch this. Rav Amar, we have this back on Daf Yud Aleph, and now we'll see it tied in. Ma'ayan Echadhu, the woman has one ma'ayan. Hatorah Tim'ato v'Torah Tiharato. Meaning the Torah says, during these days it's Tamei, during these days it's Tahor, same Dam. Levi Amar Shnei Ma'ayanotein, that there's two different ma'ayanot. Nistam ha'nitma, niftach ha'tahor. Hatamei v'niftach ha'tahor. Meaning that what happens on day 7, let's say, the Tameh one closes up, which next sees Dam, that's coming from a different one. Nistam ha'tahor niftach ha'tameh. When the Tahor one closes up after, let's say, day 40, then the next one is Tameh. So my benai, what is the practical machloket between Rav and Levi? Because it sounds theoretical. Ika benai shofat mitoch shiva lachar shiva, mitoch arba asar lachar arba asar, mitoch arbaim lachar arbaim, mitoch shponim lachar shponim. If she has a continual flow from one period into the next, either for a boy from day 7 into day 8, or for a boy from day 40 into day 41. Let's see. L'Rav, Reisha L'Kula V'Sofa L'Chumra. According to Rav, if she's Shofat from day 7 into day 8, then she will be L'Kula, and we'll say it's still Dam Tohar, because that's just Dam Tohar now. But Seifa, which means that from day 40 into day 41, let's say if it's a boy, then it'll be L'Chumra, and we're going to say this is no longer Dam Tohar, because it's day 41. Levi, it'll flip. Reisha l'chumra v'seifa l'kula, because Levi will say, since it's two ma'ayanot, if she bleeds from day 7 into day 8, then we're going to say that if she continues bleeding, then that means the tamei one didn't close up yet, and what she's seeing is still from the tamei one. Seifa l'kula, which means if she bleeds from day 40 into day 41, then the tahor one didn't seal up yet, and even though it's day 41, it's still tahor. So Meitave, watch the challenge. Dam hayoledet shelo tavla. Alright? Beit Shammai omrim, kirokach omrim ragleah, v'til omrim etame lach v'yovesh. Exactly machloket in our Mishnah. Now, kasaka daitech tapasko. We think this is talking about a case where she actually stopped seeing dam. So bishtam al rav damar ma'ayan achadu. According to Rav, who said it's all one ma'ayan, mishumachim etame lach v'yovesh. That's why Beit Hillel will say it's totally metame, because she stopped seeing dam. and then she saw more dam, right? And because she didn't, the only thing, the difference is she didn't go to the mikvah, and therefore it's totally matame. A little Levi, that wants to stay my nail time. I might matame lachvi avish. According to Levi, this is coming from a new tahor mayan. Why would it be matame lachvi avish? So malach Levi, Levi will say, I'm asking with shofat. You're wrong about the circumstances. Not a case where she had a break. It's a case where she had an uninterrupted flow. So even shofat matame to Beit Shammai. So if it's shofat, why would Beit Shammai not say that it's fully matame? And the answer is because Beit Shammai mayan achadu. So Levi will say that Beit Shammai holds mayan achadu, and I, Levi, of course, hold like Beit Hillel, who says shtei mayanot. So according to Levi, the machloket is that. By Shmuel Levi, hanadikam and Beit Shammai Hillel. So according to Levi, it works. That's the machloket between Beit Shammai Hillel. Mayan achadu shtei mayanot. Elo the Rav might be now, but according to Rav, what are they disagreeing about? So you can be now yomei utfilah. They're disagreeing about something else, which is, what makes you tahara? Meaning dam tohar, is it just cut into that day, or is it also tevila? The Torah just says days, and it's day 8, it's dam tohar. It says it's days, but you also have to do tevila. Without tevila, you're still in the old period. Okay, let's keep testing. It's Toshma Modim, Bioletit Bezov, Shiva Tamalach, Vyavesh, the end of our Mishnah, Salkatai Tachachanam Pascha. We assume this is also a case where she stopped saying dam and then saw more dam. So Bishlam the Rav Dema Mayan Achad, who I understand why, according to Rav, who says one Mayan, Mishum Hachem Etam Lach V'Yavesh, because it's one Mayan, and she's still in that status of Tmeyah, because she never went to the Mikvah. Alevi Demar Shtem Mayanotim, again, the same problem, Amayim Etam Lach V'Yavesh, because according to Levi, this is coming from a different place. So Malach Hachanam Mishofat, this is again a case where she's uninterrupted flow. So Iba Shofat, the Mayit Tzarech, if it's Shofat, then why do you have to tell me this halacha? It should be obvious. The answer is the Beit Shammai Tzarech. It's not so obvious. Going to Beit Shammai, Afagav, the Beit Shammai Mayan Achadu, V'yomi Tal Rachmana. Even though Beit Shammai said, it's only one Mayan, and all you need is days, Hanamili Yod Greta, that's only about a regular Yoledit. But what's the Chiddush at the end of the Mishnah? Deshlimu Liyomi, because a regular Yoledit just has days, she finished her days. Aval Yoledit Pizov, right? By Sira, she has to count Shiva Nakim, lo. Okay. Toshma, Dvota Titma. In the beginning of Tazria, we have this drasha that she's Tmea from her Nida. Lurabot et Boala. So that means her, anybody who has relations with her is also Tomei. Dvota Titma Lurabot Halelot, because it says Kimei, like days. Well, the answer is also nighttime. And she's Tomei. Dvota Titma Lurabot Hayoledet Bezov Shitzrichash Teshev Shiva Yemen Nikim. The Yoled Bezov needs Shiva Nakim. That's the drasha from there. Now, Bishlam al Rav the Mayan Achad, who I understand, according to Rav, why you need Shiva Nakim. Shemachi by Shiva Yom Nakim, because it's all one Mayan, and she just has to go through that. She has to cleanse herself, as it were. Levi, according to Levi, what do you need? The Laman Lishiva, what do I need 7 days? But Mashu Sagi, all I need is a tiny little break, and then any other dam is coming from somewhere else. I don't need Nakim, because this isn't bad blood, if you will. So Hachi Kamar, so Levi is going to interpret that statement as follows. Tzichash tifsok mashu, she has to take a small break, meaning no dam. Shialu la shiva nakim. And then any dam she has will count as naki, because this is dam tohar. Toshma, yimei ibura ulim la lamei minukam, minukam, ulim la lamei ibura. This we had much earlier in the Masachet. In the first parak, when we talked about a woman who has a 90-day break in her dam, goes back to dayashata. And we said if part of that time is when she's pregnant, part of that time is while she's nursing, then it counts together for 90 days. Kate said, we had an example. If let's say she took a break for 2 months while pregnant, and then another month while nursing, or the opposite, or 1.5 months each, together it's 90 days, 3 on note, then she's back to Dayashata. Now, Beast Mother Rav Mayan Achadu, that works according to Rav. Shachib Yafsek Shalosh Anot, that's why you need 3 months of no dam. Levi, according to Levi, who says it's Shtei Mayanot, Lama Leif Seik Shalosh Anot, Mashu Sagi. All I need is a little break because now it's Dam Tohar. So he's going to interpret the same thing as he just did, which is she needs a small little break so that it'll count for 3 months. Toshma, meaning any other Dam won't be in her interference. That'll be like she wasn't bleeding. Toshma v'shavin b'roa echa achar Dam Tohar shedaya shata. Shammai and Beit Hillel agree, that if she had Dam Tohar, meaning she had a baby and then she had Dam Tohar, and after Dam Tohar, she saw her next Dam, that's Daya Sha'ata. Right? She doesn't have retroactive Tumah. Now, according to Levi, that works. Because This is now new dam. The previous dam was dam tohar. You can't go backwards and say that that she was tamei. Elo the rav damar mayana chadu amay day ashata. According to Rav, why is it day ashata? Tamei late. Let her have tuma. Goes back 24 hours. The answer is the lake ashuhut. Maybe she saw dam right on day 81 immediately, and you can't go back 24 hours. Tamei the pekida pekida. At least go back to her last bedika. Remember Hillel's position. So Kevin made late lake. Since you can't go back 24 hours, the pekida pekida nami lo malo gazrubar. They didn't, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't make Xerah Pekida. Pekida Pekida went out with everything. The only issue was made late. No made late, there's no retroactive tumah. Toshma. Yoreh Bezov Shesafra Velo Tavla V'Ra'ata. We had this. Hachubet Shana Shitatan, Betol Shitatan. Everybody stays with their own position. Beit Shammai will say that any dam she sees after counting her 7 days and didn't go to the mikveh will be just Metame Balach and Betil Obilach V'Yavish. According to Rav, it works. I understand why Beit Hillel would say that. Again, same question. I hold that Beit Shammai and Hillel do not agree about this. Do not disagree about this. And it's not halchu l'shitatan, but rather like the Mishnah, our Mishnah that says Shavin, that they agree. The bite that we just had was Shavin, that if she sees after Adam Toar that, there's no mate late. The other possibility is Shofat, which is law for Levi, always a convenient answer. But it says Safra, which means she counted 7 days. That's not Shofat, that means no dam. So the first answer here is, she's a Yoledet Bezov, and Nekeva, Shavua Kamapaska, for the first week after her birth, there was no dam. Shavabatra Lapaska, the second week, she had dam every day. The Kasari holds you may let Atasha in Rawamba and Olin Malisfiat Zivata. Interesting halacha that the days of Dam Leda, if she doesn't have any Dam then, that counts for Shiva Nakim. So therefore, Safra, but now at the end of this period, she is seeing Dam. So I'm going to Avila Ravashi. Amarlan Rav Shaman Misachra. This particular rabbi said, he told us, Ikram Razutra La Atrin, Rav Sutra came to our town, Vidarash, that we go lechumra in both directions. That according to Rav, we say mayanachadhu, but that's only lechumra. So, if, for instance, if she's shofat from day 40 into day 41, so then Rav's going to say now she's tamei. We're going to pass like levi lechumra, which means shofat from day 7 into day 8, she's still tamei. Rav Ashi Amar Yechotak Avatei Rav Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra Darsh Marim Yechotak Avatei Rav Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra and Yechotak Avatei Rav Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra. And the Gemara finally summarizes that except for Marzutra, all of the great last generation teachers ruled like Rav Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra, and that is how we rule. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the next Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.